Bridget Roper has stepped into the studio, who has the exact same. We were just talking about this, these emojis that you make up on your phone. Mm-hmm. When you make a personalized emoji, a Bitmoji. You and I have the exact same one.
Oh, really?
You're dressed differently than I am.
More casual.
Yeah. Yes, I wear a tuxedo in mine. I don't know why.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Tenet. Finally, this movie is out today. Today is Monday. This
right.
is not a day we normally would have you in, but there's we want to talk about Chadwick Boseman a little bit.
Sure.
But also, before we do that, Tenet, this movie that is supposed to be the most spectacular visual event of the year. They've been waiting to put it in the theaters. They finally decided to drop it on a Monday. Why a Monday?
Well, just to get it in the theaters as quickly as possible because it had just opened internationally, Ro. And I think we must have talked about five times over the last 5 months about Tenet because it was going to open and then it kept getting pushed back. And it wasn't because of some of the problems sometimes that accompany a theatrical release being delayed, like, oh, they're going to have to reshoot or anything. It was because Christopher Nolan, who directed the Dark Knight trilogy and Dunkirk and Inception, et cetera, insisted on this film being seen in theaters, and he has the clout to do so. So, you know, in the Americas here, in the United States of America, they had to wait till theaters opened. So it's opening today here in the Chicagoland area throughout the country. It already did open in the United Kingdom, Korea, several other overseas markets, and did $53 million and counting as we speak, which is a lot of money.
Is that a big number for all of international?
Well, it is yet to open in China. It'll open in China next week, and the Soviet Union, as we now call Russia, the Putin states, it'll open there. Did very, very good, very well in the United Kingdom. Yeah. I think make $14 million, and that, you know, for a country that size, that's a, I mean, so the 50-plus million is a big number, Ro, because we've only had a few theatrical releases, and they've done okay, but nowhere near that. And
are people in China going? Because China claims the whole thing's over.
Yeah, well, it will open in China this weekend coming up, and that it will do huge. And just to jump ahead a little bit, I'll be in later this week to talk about Mulan, which is going to be only available on Disney Plus here in the States, but will be released in China and elsewhere in the week to come, and will do enormous box office. But the 50 million plus for Tenet is a big number. It's more than they thought privately was going to happen, even though this is a big movie with big stars, John David Washington. Do you want to talk about the movie itself?
Yeah.
How about the movie itself? I can give you a review since it's out and about. I loved it. I gave it 3.5 stars. Tenet is basically every Christopher Nolan time-bending movie all wrapped into one. Your head will hurt. Your heart will pound. Your glands will sweat, and if you want me to tell you what it's about, I can tell you this much. John David Washington plays the obligatory special ops who's off the grid, right? You know, and sometime in the very near future, who has been tasked with stopping a Russian oligarch/arms dealer who's played by Kenneth Branagh, the great Shakespearean British actor-director. He wants to use a certain technology to destroy the entire world. You know how those villains, they always want to ruin, they want to destroy the world for his own evil purposes. And the John David Washington character, he has figured out a way along with some scientists to kind of basically do an inverse time thing. It's sort of time travel, but it's sort of not. You can be in the same universe as a previous self of yours. So there's a lot of action scenes in this movie where things go backwards. And it's not like when they just used to take on Benny Hill where they would just have, you know, like reverse the tape.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan filmed things in a way that like all the car chases are, everyone's driving backwards. But they're really driving backwards. It's not just reverse. And there's battle sequences where soldiers are sometimes going forward and sometimes going backward. And then a building will explode, but then it'll go right back together, but then it'll explode again. It's sort of explained in the movie, the science, and then you, at some point you got to go, okay, they can just do this. So you have to kind of stop something from happening before it happened, even though it already happened.
So you're basically, you're just hitting rewind.
Kind of, but it's a little more complex than that. They'll go to a crime scene, and you all of a sudden bullets will return to guns, but only in certain circumstances. And it's sort of like, You can fix certain things, but certain things are going to happen. You just have to work with knowing they're going to happen.
So he did Interstellar, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Interstellar is one of those films where you're not exactly sure what's going on, and you just have to kind of go with it.
And Inception as well. That was another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
They explain the premise of it,
yeah.
But then you're like, okay, all right, well, I guess this kind of works. And in theory, he does this based on real physics.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan's one of those guys who's off the charts smart. And he always figures out a way to, I think, and some people say it's missing, you know, that his films are kind of cold. But usually there's some humanity and humor in there. And, you know, he'll have moments. Like in this movie, he gets Michael Caine. His old stalwart.
He's in everything.
He was in everything. And also, you know, you're Alfred the Butler. And you're, right. You know, and he plays like a British Secret Service, you know, legend. And he's got one scene where his whole role is just to explain to John David Washington's character what's happening. You know, like, all right, hello, royalty check. And then Robert Pattinson, who people know originally from the Twilight movies, but has developed into a terrific actor.
Uh-huh. The new Batman.
He plays, he's going to be the Batman. He plays the British Secret Service agent who, you know, the MI6 or MI12 or whatever it is in this thing, who becomes kind of the guide to John David Washington in this, you know, his sidekick, but maybe he knows more than he's letting on. So it's very complicated. I will say this, too. I saw it at the Music Box in 70mm, and it is the kind of movie that you do want to see on the big screen. Because even when you're not sure exactly what's going on, it looks incredible.
So starting today in the movie theaters,
Tenet, Palindrome. Even that title is a key to certain things. Tenet.
T-E-N-E-T.
Spelled backwards is T-E-N-E-T.
Tenet. Okay. All right.
3.5 stars.
3.5 stars. Not four.
Not four. Too bogged down in the mechanics of the plot to give it the full four.
Okay. I'm always looking for whatever that caveat is. Well, it sounds like it. Well, I think all of his movies are like that. I mean, and I get he's brilliant, and I understand this. I just rewatched Interstellar in advance of this because I'm trying to figure out still trying to figure out what happened there, because everybody claims that the science is right. And I'm like, I don't think so. But I don't know. But again, Michael Caine's in it. Is Michael Caine in every single film?
Yes, that's what, you know, he said famously like 25 years ago when he'd get a script, he'd ask where it was filming. And if it was in the wintertime, it was in some island, he would say yes. That's why he did, you know, Jaws 3, People Zero, or whatever it was called. Back in the day.
All right. Well, we'll come right back with Richard Roper and thoughts. What you knew and know about Chadwick Boseman, which is interesting because Chadwick Boseman, that news when it hit yesterday was Saturday was so surprising, shocking to people. I guess late Friday night, actually.
Yes, correct.
It was one of those, kind of reactions.
Shocking.
I think a lot of people had, especially fans of his, or people who even just, you know that he was in Black Panther. We'll come back. We'll talk about that. But first, here is Mary Vandeveld. She's got the traffic and the weather.